I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah! Yeah, what a great crowd here tonight. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Olathe on 119th Street. Sold out, excited crowd. This score just in, Chiefs 20, Giants 17. The Chiefs are 4-4 on the year. That's breaking news. Awesome to be here tonight. Olathe has got such a great sports history. Four of the five high schools are in the playoffs. Olathe North will play Olathe Northwest in the playoffs this week, so this area gets it, man. They love the Chiefs. They love their high schools, love their colleges. So we love you and having you here tonight in a big crowd. We got a great show planned for you tonight. We're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid. My mantra this week is catch Curley. Catch Curley. Why do I say catch Curley? If Coach Reid can beat the Packers this week, he will tie fifth all-time former Packer coach Curley Lambeau with 226 wins. So on three, do a catch Curley with me. One, two, three, catch Curley. And if he could catch Curley, that would be huge. We got rookies here tonight. We got veterans here tonight. The Redcoaters are here tonight. The Geeks are here tonight. Lucy and Ethel are here tonight from the Kit Von Bridge. So we got them here. And not only will we hear from Coach Reid tonight, a special guest and perfect to have on the Tuesday before the Packer game. One of the greatest Chiefs of all time. Tom Haley is our guest tonight. Six-time Pro Bowler, number 91. We're going to have some fun with him tonight. A reminder, score the savings on these days after games with the Chiefs. Score the savings. You get fuel saver discounts equal to the number of points that the Chiefs scored, 20 yesterday, and the amount that you spend, plus the QR code. This QR code that you see at Hy-Vee, make sure, get your phone up there, and they're not just deals. They're the best deals in the history of groceriness. Word Wolf loves these deals. So, and they're not just deals, they're super hot deals. All right, now to win that game last night, to pull that game out, the defense, you get Willie Gay Jr. to get a pick like that, to give the ball right back to the offense, to go right back to the same place and say, hey, do-over, that was huge. And when you get Frank Clark and Chris Jones to end the game on back-to-back sacks of Daniel DJ Jones, that was where the Chiefs were able to put the hammer down, baby. You got that. And Tom Ollie knows all about putting the hammer down. He did it for his entire career and still does it as a member, great member of this community. We're going to hear from him in just a second. Okay, just a few notes. There was big news today in the Chiefs Kingdom. Two different trades. One, we pick up Melvin Ingram, who for 9 years, I was getting my charts ready as a Charger, outstanding career. We traded for him today, gave up a sixth-round draft pick. That is huge. Let's hope. Also, a little bit sad, Larry Duvernay-Tardif, the Canadian doctor. We traded to the Jets today, and we got tight end Daniel Jones back from the green team. Daniel Brown. We didn't get Daniel Jones. He's the quarterback for the Giants. We got the other New York dude. We got Daniel Brown from the Jets. So two big trades today. That's news. Also, Pro Football Focus, the highest-rated rookie in the entire National Football League of all 32 teams is center Creed Humphrey. Dude's a beast. Love it. And we share the same birthday. That's what I love. Tyreek Hill, 12 tough catches in that game last night. Just shows continue to have toughness and kind of pull us through and kind of a combo wide receiver running back. We'll talk with Coach about it here in just a little bit. Those plays were huge. It's also time to beat the Green Bay Packers. The Packers are coming to town. The biggest game of the weekend in the NFL will be here at GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Big show tonight. Got to get fired up. You're going to hear from Coach Reed. We got Tom Ahali here. Time to beat the Packers. We'll be back with more from the Chiefs Kingdom Show at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Olathe on 119th Street after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Daniel Jones, outstanding running quarterback, third in the league in rushing yards by a quarterback. And comes to the next out, intercepted, 25-yard line. Near side, Willie Gay Jr.'s got the second pick of the season for him and the second of his career. And the Chiefs get a takeaway early with 11-yard return. And the Chiefs right back in the giant face at the 13-yard line with an interception by Willie Gay Jr. jumping the slant. Welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show at the Hy-Vee Market Grill. We're in Olathe at 119th Street. Big playoff games coming up. Olathe South, Blue Valley Northwest, the big rivalry game. Olathe North, Olathe Northwest in the playoffs. Olathe West also in the action. We're in Olathe tonight. We're also with the guy that if he wins this week will tie, ironically, Curly Lambeau for top five all-time in wins in NFL history. And the Packers field is named after Coach Lambeau. With me is head coach, the winningest coach in Chiefs history, Andy Reid. Coach, thanks for being with us tonight, especially on a short week.
No, you betcha, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
All right. Most of my questions, I know we're already deep dive into Green Bay, and I know that's where you're at, but hopefully my question is going to be have a dual purpose here. And the first is to grind out that win last night overall and just what that can do to help this week in beating Green Bay.
Yeah, it was a good win, win our team needed, obviously. And so, against a team that I felt had a lot of momentum coming into our game after they had taken care of Carolina pretty handily. So it was good. It was good to get that. And the way we did it, it was good to get through that. Everything wasn't pretty, but we kind of powered through it and ended up winning the game. I was glad to see our defense play well. You know, our offense was a little bit up and down. Defense played well and ended up closing out the game for us.
I want to ask you about the defense, and every team in this league every year has to power through games like this. I don't know, no matter where you're at, what conference, what division. But your defense, I likened it to a power play defense in hockey. Like, you have to defend the goal here and take shots away. But there were 14 high leverage snaps against that defense, and they responded when they needed to respond. How can they build off that in getting ready for Green Bay?
Yeah, that was a positive. I thought coming out, we made plays on the ball in the run game and in the pass game, had a turnover here and a couple other opportunities. I thought we tackled well and so on. So it was just good to put that together. I thought Steve had a good game plan, and it showed during the game. I thought the players executed well.
To get an explosive defensive play like the pick by Willie Gay Jr., we've talked about how football's changed and the 85 Bears and the 2000 Ravens and the 02 Bucks. Maybe we may not see that again. But to get stops or explosive plays would be key this week against Green Bay. Willie Gay Jr.'s play and what that meant to give you the ball right back and say, hey, do over at their very same spot.
Yeah, well, he timed it up so well and was able to undercut the receiver and then he caught the ball, which that ball is moving. It's coming out of traffic and it's moving. So I thought he did a nice job with the whole thing. And Willie's a good athlete. He's young and he'll just keep getting better. That's what's so great about that.
One that's easily overlooked is how you kind of held the run game down. Now, Green Bay's got this two-headed monster, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, coming up. You kept the quarterback in check. He's a good runner. We talked about that. You mentioned it on pregame. But just to keep the run game from getting gashed in it, how big was that? And your front and their fits, how much better was that?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job all the way through with the front seven. I thought the safeties had some productive tackles, whether they're blitzing or taking it from the linebacker depth. And so the fits were good. They'll need to be good this week too. Yeah. No, you mentioned the two runners coming up here. So they're good football players.
And how big was it to get those two sacks to close it out? And you got it from 55 and 95. And I know they'll have to play big this week against Aaron Rodgers, but what could that mean for a greater good in getting ready for this week and the weeks beyond?
Yeah, that was I thought that was a great thing. One of the great things of the game was the way we closed the game out and the pressure that we had. We really got after their offensive line there. We'll need that again, like you said. We'll need it this week. But 55 and 95, I thought. Had some real productive downs in the latter part of that game and nothing like the last couple there. So, but you need that consistently against the Packers, and I know our guys will be revved up for that.
And a great start on offense. You can move right down the field. And your ability to hit the perimeter in a variety of ways, whether it's a quick one of those one-man screens or your ability to get the jet game going, how big is that to get a start and to make a defense have to react to you horizontally?
Yeah, I thought the guys played well opening it up until we had the interception there at the end. But getting down there to the five area was pretty smooth, I thought, by our guys. And we've just got to finish those things off. And we're still working on getting those turnovers taken care of. And so we've got to keep practicing the right way and doing the right things there. But We'll get that fixed.
Again, two-pronged question here, and it deals with the runners last night. These guys, Darrell Williams and then Derrick Gore, the Pride of Louisiana Monroe Warhawks, baby. They 30 touches with those guys and 161 yards all-purpose. And I know you'll need that again this week, but just those guys and kind of the energy and toughness they brought.
Yeah, they did a good job. They both Darrell and Gore, I thought, really had good vision. I thought the offensive line did a nice job of getting bodies on bodies. And these guys were able to set those guys up and stay disciplined with their angles and then work off of the combination blocks when they worked to the second level. So I just thought all in all, the run game was effective. And we utilized it, I think, the right way.
I don't know who does the Pro Football Focus grades, if it's some dude in his basement or not, but Creed Humphrey right now is the top-rated rookie in this league at center. What do you see from him and how he continues to grow with those other young guys?
Yeah, Creed's done a good job. He's a smart kid. He's a big kid. You can see that. And he loves to play the game. So he's done a nice job with his leadership and knowing the offense and working with Pat on the different calls that need to be done. He's your transmitter between the right and left side of that front, and that guy's got to be a sharp cookie. So he's done well with that. And he's kind of a quiet guy, but when he gets out there, he's not afraid to express himself out there.
How overrated is that? Underrated, I should say. Is that position in this league overall, but especially in your offense, which is very complex. And you've already alluded to it, but how much is on that dude's plate every time you snap the ball?
Yeah, there's quite a bit. That's why when the quarterbacks and center get together during the week and they go over all the different calls, watch tape, go over, they have their own little separate meeting at the end of the day. And that's important that they're seeing the same things.
And I want to ask you too, in Tyreek, his ability, you got him the ball quick. He made tough catches last night. How much is his background as a running back? I mean, Garden City played him as a runner. Oklahoma State played him as a runner. How much does that instinct help him on those quick passes or those kind of phone booth plays, for lack of a better phrase?
Yeah, well, he's a tough nut, first of all. I mean, he that kid works his tail off and really, you know, he's got that combination of that speed and quickness, which makes him, you know, an explosive player, and he loves to play. So, and he's got great endurance on top of that. I haven't been around too many fast guys like that that can run like he can run for as much time and consistently fast. So my hat goes off to him. He had 94 plus yards, you know, and then whatever he had running the ball, he on the jet sweep, he's a valuable guy. And teams know it. They, you know, he's not just getting single covered out there. So people are normally using two defenders to work against him.
And speaking of that, Kels got that again last night. Seemed like it could be frustrating for him, but how much is it a pro play for him to make the biggest play, maybe at the biggest time, catching that 15-yard pass and then getting a 15-yard face mask when it wasn't a night where he's going to get 150 yards and three touchdowns?
Yeah, well, that's right. They're banging him around at the line of scrimmage with a single man, and then they put somebody else either inside or outside or sometimes over the top of him. So, you know, he's a wanted man, as they would say, but he was able to keep his poise and work through it. And you're right. He ended up with one of the bigger plays of the game offensively there.
But what does it show you about Tyreek and Travis? I mean, we know the stats. They're going to win fantasy leagues or whatever, but sometimes they're not afraid to win the reality game, I say. And even if they're getting frustrated, it's the guy being 0-for-4 in baseball and hitting the big base hit on the fifth at bat. The toughness that they've shown and show the rest of the team, being a high productive veteran, to make the play even when it's maybe not your night, seemingly.
Yeah, well, everybody knows that they're going to be double covered. They're going to attract attention. And so and teams feel like if they can take those two out of the game, they can take the passing game out. So it's important that the other guys pick it up, which they did. And then for those two to persevere through it and work their tail off and have a certain attitude. I mean, it's got to be an angry attitude out there when you're doing it and making sure that you bust through any double teams that are presented. Or if it's one-on-one and they're working to kind of tug on you a little bit here and there, that you bust through that. So there's a whole lot of mental preparation, physical preparation, and then actually doing it in the game.
How much did Patrick show that last night too? I mean, this wasn't a 300-yard passing game, and they had a spy on him late, it looked like, or a late blitzer, tried to make it tough on him. How much did he have to show that kind of acumen?
Yeah, they had a guy in there that was spying. So that ended up making the last tackle on before the field goal, but you know, Pat did some good things. I mean, there are a couple of plays he'd like to have back, but other than that, he played a pretty good football game. And some of those runs and RPO things that he did were beautiful. A couple of the nakeds, you know, a couple of those throws were not easy throws if he made those. And anyways, he's fine.
Aaron Rodgers, everybody thought this game was going to happen in 19, and then Patrick got hurt against Denver and had a shot at these guys. It took a great play by Aaron Rodgers at the end to win it. But here comes Rodgers and the Packers again. They're hot. They've won 7 in a row. But just overall, your early thoughts on a Tuesday night before a big game on Sunday against these guys?
Yeah, they're a good football team, and we'll respect them that way. But we'll have a good week of practice and get ourselves ready to go and play ourselves a good football game. And That's what we all look forward to. You love challenges like this, and this is one of the good ones. So we'll be ready.
And finally, getting ready with one last day, just the challenge there for the guys, because it's already Tuesday night. I mean, here we are. Just that challenge when you play on Monday night to get revved up again in a quick week.
Yeah, no, it's you got to cheat a little bit on Monday and take a peek at it. So some of the coaches knock out some things there Monday on that long day before the night game. And so you get a little bit of a jump there, but then it's a scramble drill here on Tuesday to get everything ready for Wednesday, not just the plays, but also the practices. So you got to put all that together, but nothing that you can't handle. And so you bear down and you get it done. Not a lot of sleep last night.
Do you ever sleep? Seriously, do you ever sleep? You sleep standing up. You're like a dolphin. You sleep, yeah, half right. Your brain sleeps and the other one's awake.
Yeah, when you find a dolphin that can stand up, let me know. That's a pretty good dolphin right there.
Amazing mammals, but I haven't found one yet to stand up. We're going to let you go. Thanks for giving us some time on a tough week, short week, and thanks. My mantra this week, just mine, not yours, is catch Curly. You win this week, we catch Curly. That's a big deal to catch Curly Lambeau now.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Hi to those redheads out there.
They're out here. Head coach Andy Reid. Stay tuned. Tom Bahali will join us after this at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Olathe. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Again, coming in motion, left to right is Kelsey. Snap back to Mahomes, steps up into the pocket, now moving to his left. He fires it late, the back of the end zone, diving catch made, touchdown! Kansas City, Tyreek Hill, the touchdown machine! And Mahomes stayed patient, stepped up into the pocket, and found the cheetah 9 yards deep in the back of the end zone. Yeah. Back at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Olathe on 119th Street as we get ready to pound the Packers this week. Great folks here tonight, big crowd, and a reminder, this QR code from Hy-Vee, do not miss out. Next time you see the Hy-Vee QR code, you see it all over the place, make sure you put your phone up to that baby. It'll only take 2 seconds. They're not just deals, they are super hot deals. And they are the greatest deals in the history of groceriness. And they are Weird Wolf's favorite thing to do, just QR code. So we're here at Hy-Vee, along with Lucy and Ethel. And the Armenians are here tonight again. So the Armenian embassy represented. So many great people. Our red coders are here and fans. Okay, it is only fitting that Packer Week, it has worked out that we have this young man to be our guest. As one of our great Chiefs ambassadors. An incredible career. A 6-time Pro Bowler for the Kansas City Chiefs. 90 sacks. 89 and a half, I rounded up. 90 career sacks. 8 fumble recoveries. 2 defensive touchdowns. 32 forced fumbles. And 2 interceptions. And a partridge in a pear tree. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best to ever do it, Tom Bahali, number 91.
Thanks for having me.
It is so good to have you here tonight. It's just perfect that you're here. Great to see you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk first about last night, because I love the way our ambassadors stay involved with our current team. How much did you enjoy it last night that it was the defense that had to carry the night and say, we've got to win this game, jump on our back?
It was nice. I mean, coming back I haven't been back seeing a lot of games, but it was nice to see our defense just ball out all game. Starting in the beginning of the game, Willie Gay is his name, having an interception. That was huge. And then at the end of the game, to see those guys just get after the quarterback, it was nice to see.
That was huge. You got it. Then to get the pressure laid on the quarterback, because these were high-leverage snaps. All the Giants needs a field goal to tie it. We're going to overtime or a touchdown. We lose. Whammo, whammo. Yeah. It looked like Tomba out there. How much fun was it to get the game closed out by Frank Clark and Chris Jones in Tamba style.
I mean, that's what we look forward to, you know, as players, as defensive players, even coaches. At the end of the game, the defense has to come through, and that's something Derek Thomas did in his past, and we all came watching him and saying, this is what we got to do, Neil Smith and those guys. So for Chris and 55 Clark to get the game over the way it was, just in style, we loved it.
How much does it mean to you, because it's a relay race, right? We talk about the late DT. You mentioned Neil Smith, and then they kind of handed the baton to you, Jared Allen. As well.
Yeah.
But then you hand it to these guys. How important is that to you personally to say, be a part of that, but also to take a baton and then to hand it on?
It's important because, you know, Chief Kingdom is known for their pass rushers. Each year, I mean, it's a tough position to play. It's one of the hardest positions you ever play in the NFL, to beat someone and then bring a guy down. So to come to Kansas City and establish that presence, it's something that you have to really hone in on doing week in, week out, be in great shape to do it, because our fans love that. They love to see us just get after the quarterback, and it's huge.
Okay, that being said, I try to tell fans as much as I can, there's so much more on your plate there, because you got to defend the run. Mm-hmm. You have to hold the edge. You are the outside door.
Yeah.
It's not just rushing the passer and getting sacks. You can win your fantasy league. What about all of the responsibilities there and handling all those regardless of down and distance?
Well, you got to study. As a pass rusher, as a guy who has to drop in coverage and stop the run, you have to study your opponents. You just got to have a little edge on the team going in the game. But if you do a lot of study, it will really help your game coming in, because you'll be able to call out the plays. And that's something Houston and I, we did hear a lot. We'll just be able to call out DJ. We'll just call out the play. We know what's coming. So it helps you get ready for the pass. We want to, pretty much put the team in passing downs, which obviously then, we're all licking our chops. So we're ready to go hunting. But you have to study. It's just one of those things that, coach can't coach it. You have to keep the film on. You got to come in early. You got to leave late. It's just part of your job. You just got to embrace that part of playing the game.
What were the looks you saw on the opponent's faces when you knew the play they were going to run and you're calling it out with DJ? Were they going, oh, crap, they know where we're going?
I mean, it's obvious. I mean, if you do study film, just they'll come out, they'll line up, do all their motion, all of the ha ha ha. But we kind of know, we all kind of move closer to where that ball is going, just because they know. I mean, the play is coming here, but that's football, and that's what makes it great.
Tom Bahali, our guest tonight, the amazing career, 89 and a half sacks, 32 forced fumbles. But he's perfect to have on this week. One, a defensive-led victory last night. But here come the Green Bay Packers. They've won 7 in a row. Coach and I were just talking about it. But let's go back to December of 2011. The Packers had won 19 consecutive games. They had just won the Super Bowl, and they were starting the next year. I think they were 11 or 12 and 0. People were talking about him going undefeated. And they came here. Romeo Crennel was named the interim coach. You totally wrecked this party. Listen to this from Tom Bahali. In this game, 4 solo tackles. He sacked Aaron Rodgers 3 times. Forced a fumble and had 3 more quarterback hits. It was the only Green Bay loss of that season. What do you remember about that game? Because we had no shot, right? It was going to be 155-0. And then what were you thinking, and just walk me through that day?
We went out to have fun. I believe we wasn't too focused on, them being undefeated. We just wanted to go out there and play. And we did. I mean, the entire game, speaking about myself, I just remember I was having a lot of fun. I mean, I, there was three times that he was in my arms and he slipped out. I just remember that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, and I happened to come up on three sacks. But we had a lot of fun playing the game. And, you know, Aaron is such a, you know, you're talking about a prolific quarterback, a Hall of Famer. To be able to disturb him during the game, the entire game, I mean, that's fun for any defensive player. So I think our guys should be excited today, I mean, this week, you know, going in, because he is playing at a high level. So to go ahead and disrupt him again, it would be another, you know, Chief thing.
So you had three sacks, but you could have had three more?
Yeah, I remember that.
you could have had six sacks in this game.
He slipped out of my arm, I mean, three times. I'm like,
I don't know who was blocking you that day, but they didn't do a very good job. Hey, when you get – you know how this works. You've been on here. You get three sacks and could have had three more to beat Aaron Rodgers. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. And thank you, Tama, for not hitting the table. It might have been – the only guy that ever did it in the history of the Chiefs Kingdom Show was Dustin Colquitt. Broke the table. It was brought in from Dubai.
Really?
Yeah, it was brought in from Dubai for the show. It was a $50 million table, and the punter broke the table.
I miss Dustin. We got to get Dustin back.
I do miss Dustin, Mr. Prankster. But it's interesting you say, again, that Green Bay game, you guys had fun.
We had fun.
This Chiefs team, to be honest with you, has felt a lot of pressure now for about 3 years. And so what about part of the adjustment here, and we've seen the 19 giveaways and all that. How much is it? You got to be responsible, but how much of it is just turn it loose and have some fun this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, our guys have played 75 games in 3 years. That's a lot of games, you know, with preseason. That's just a lot of games. And it's a lot of pressure to perform each year, especially on the quarterback position. But, yeah, I think you just forget about what you've done. This is the only game on the schedule. We take it a game at a time and come in and just play like it's the Super Bowl. Just have fun. Go out there and just dominate. And I think you have the best coaches in football. They've proven it in the past 3-4 years, even when we were there. So, you know, our guys just need to realize that you have a great team. You just need to forget about what they're saying in the media. Come out and just dominate in all position.
I'm ready right now. Let's go. Tom Bahali is our guest tonight. When we come back, I'm going with the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Olathe on 119th Street. When we come back, this is a remarkable human. Not only did he have 89.5 sacks and 32 forced fumbles, he has had impact in his life on two continents. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Again, Tom Bahali, our guest tonight. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
First down and goal to go at the three. Gore again, trying the left side off tackle, angling, near side, touchdown! Kansas City, Derek Gore, his first National Football League touchdown. A great reward for bringing a bucket of guts to the drive, and the Chiefs run the ball into the end zone. Yeah, welcome back to the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Olathe. We got specials going on here tonight, including a bucket of guts, because on that drive, 9 plays, 7 runs, and Derek Gore had a bucket of guts to get into the end zone. It's like you, man. You played with a bucket of guts. Tom Bahali, our guest tonight. 6-time Pro Bowler, man. A bucket of guts.
I hear you.
Yeah. I love it. It's so good to see Tom here, man, in his spirit. I'm going to, though, bring up, if you don't know Tom's incredible story, he was raised in Liberia, and basically you were rescued out of that country because it could have ended very differently for you. If people have forgotten or do not know the story, I think it's good to revisit it, of how the Liberian Civil War and you were able to get to the States.
Yeah, so 83, I'm a baby. I'm 37 years old. Tomorrow is my birthday. But in 89, the war started, and my mother and stepfather and brothers, we all were able to escape to the Ivory Coast. We were refugees there. My father was in the country. He's a chemistry, physics, computer guy, smart guy, teaching here at a Fairleigh Dickinson University. he was able to come back, file for us. We got here in 1994. I was 10 years old, couldn't read or write, was on hooked on phonics in school. I did not start playing football in the ninth grade. Knew nothing about it. I just enjoy hating people. It was fun. I ended up having an okay career in high school. I could go anywhere in the country. I picked Penn State, Joseph Paterno, Joe Pye, God rest his soul. And then Lamar, last draft pick, was me before he passed. And then Mitch been calling the games.
I want to ask you, though, Liberia is still in your heart.
Yeah.
You have done some things for that country, and I don't want to embarrass you, though, but you have been involved in that country and helped it, even when it's not been easy to do it.
Yeah. When at the end of my career, I started going back. I started traveling back and to see the country. I even went all the way back to where I lived in a city called Banga. It was nice. Some of my family members are still there. I had ambition of building a school in the country. COVID slowed that process down because I was traveling back and forth, and then COVID hit. But what I was able to do was create jobs because unemployment is just huge. Cost of living is $5 a day. So, people are living on $5. But I was able to create jobs, got into China, got some water equipment. We drilled the hole, and then we put water in a plastic bag and sell it to the common people, and that's working out. There are little cars called kekes. They're like tricycles. We bought a bunch of them from India, and then, got some of these young guys running the street, making ends meet for their family. So, at least they're earning. There are schools there. I do want to be involved in the community, but I'm 37. I have my children, and my wife is here, so I have to do that first before I go do anything else.
But I think we need to acknowledge a man who's helping his home country of Liberia. Not always easy. Liberians in the National Football League. Now, you're the valedictorian of that group, but a former Chief wide receiver, Jehu Chesson, was a native of Liberia. And also, an interesting story in the Chiefs-Packers lore, Bow Wow Joe was his name. He was from Monrovia. Was beaten in overtime by Eddie Kennison as the Chiefs beat the Packers in overtime in 2003. That was at Lambeau Field. He also was a Liberian. But what's interesting, my daughter and her husband spent 2.5 years in Botswana, long way from Liberia, on a huge continent. But we both kind of looked and studied at the growth of first and generation people from the African continent, and their impact now in the National Football League has grown so much even since you started playing in 06.
Yeah, it's a easy transition. We have a tough life. And then if you put us in this environment, America is great. You get to go to school, you get to have Christmas, we don't get none of that stuff in Africa. So when you get to this side and you're given an opportunity, you just run with it. So for the Liberians, if anyone don't know Liberia is a country that was founded by one of the presidents here, James Monroe. They didn't know what to do with the slaves when, freedom was kind of opening up. And they said, okay, well, let's take them back to Liberia. So that Liberia is where most of the free slaves were taken. So, now they're coming back here and playing the sport and having the opportunity to help their families. I mean, the NFL should at least go to Liberia and open something up there. So that, because these guys want to play the game. We got a kid that's playing for the Colts right now. He's a Liberian, a really good pass rusher. So, their growth in the league, I don't want to take credit, but, yeah, these guys want to come in and really play the game. And they're easy to work with. I think one thing I remember about coach, one of my coaches saying to me that these guys know what to do. You tell them this, they're not questioning you. They know exactly what to do. So, you know, you get those kind of guys playing the game. You know, it's gratifying for our fans.
What a blessing to have you here tonight. We'll do it one more time, man. For Tamba to be here and for all of us to hear what he's done for his home country, yeah, it's time to put the hammer down. What a blessing you are to the Chiefs Kingdom. You were as a player and now as an ambassador, what you are to the family and what you are to your native country of Liberia. And it's his birthday tomorrow. We'll sing him birthday at the break. Thank you for being here, Tamba Hali. We'll be back to wrap things up in our final portion of the show here in Olathe at the Hy-Vee Market Grill on 119th Street. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
They like what they see here with a three wide to the left side. Jones in trouble. He's sacked at the 19. A sack. Chris Jones, stone cold, gets the big sack. The biggest of the season so far for the Chiefs. Love that one. Welcome back as we close out this Tuesday night edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show again at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Olathe on 119th Street. We sang happy birthday to Tamba Hali during the break, and you even got gifts, man. It's like you came out crazy. Good. And by the way, not only that, for birthday man, his player interview is presented by Helzberg Diamonds. Just want you to know. So we're going to get him up. Bling, serving bling. The Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years. I didn't even know we were around that long, but okay. And in 200 locations, that is Helzberg Diamonds. So you get a little something for that. So
nice, good
for
being nice. Here.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Packer game coming up. What are we going to do? You mentioned have some fun, kind of turn it loose against these guys. What would you tell the Chiefs Kingdom? Because this game could be one that could really kind of flip things for the Chiefs if they pull this one off.
For us as players, it's just our mindset, you know, and that really starts during the week. It doesn't start at the end of the week. It starts like during the week immediately. The guys are watching film. They're in the weight room. They're resting. They need a lot of rest. But for our, we need a lot of people to show up at Lambeau Field and support our players. But our coaches and the organization, they know what to do. This is a championship team. Obviously, you're going to have some ups and downs, you know, throughout the year. But, you know, they'll show up on Sunday and play the game the way it should be, the way we've been used to it, I'm pretty sure.
Was Monday to Sunday rough for you with the one last day? I mean, this guy is jujitsu. I mean, I didn't see – I don't think – you might have been as in shape as anybody. But even as in shape as you were as a master jujitsu guy, the one less day, how do you handle that as a pro?
You still got to work. You know, for me, it was always, you know, you got to know your body. You got to get in the training room. You got to, you know, we're always hurt. So whatever it's worth, there's really no day off. You know, you got to get in there and get things squared away with your body. Film, huge. I ran every day. I think the only day I probably didn't run was on Saturdays, but I ran Mondays, Tuesday, every day I would run in the morning. And it's just part of it. You just got to be on top, you know, and that's the mindset.
You were a freak though. I mean, you had no lactic acid in your body. Like, is Tamba tired? No, he's not tired. I mean, so you were amazing to watch and still amazing to see what you're doing with our ambassador program. And what you're doing in the country of Liberia. Again, great to have you with us tonight, and thanks for being with us. We got Christy the Rookies here tonight. It's a rookie show. First time, right? So this is a big night for her. She's with the Armenian delegates and with also with Lucy and Ethel.
Very nice.
That's always good. But anyway, to have Tamba on the show the week of the Packer game, that is huge. One more time, just for the Kingdom. It's time for Tom and everybody else to beat the Packers and
put the hammer down.
And by the way, do this for me. We're in the last couple minutes of the show. Again, it's Catch Curly week. Catch Curly.
On three, one, two, three.
Catch Curley.
Here's why. Curley Lambeau was the 30-year coach of the Green Bay Packers. He was a player coach for another 10 years before that. Wow. The field's named after him. He had 226 wins. Andy Reid has 225. And how ironic and special would it be for Andy Reid to catch Curley Lambeau and do it beating Curley's old team, the Packers? I'm just saying sometimes it's poetic, is it not?
It is. It's very poetic.
Very poetic. I feel like it's poetic. In case you missed it, as we close out the show, two big trades today. Melvin Ingram, the longtime Charger, had been a little bit with the Steelers. He traded today. The Chiefs give up a sixth-round pick to get Melvin Ingram, who will be with us, a great pass rusher, just like Tamba. Hopefully can look like Tamba. And then, you know what? Lare Duvernay-Tardif will always have a special. He's, you know, the Canadian doctor. We traded him today to the New York Jets. We picked up a tight end, Daniel Brown. But I just talked to LDT. We were on the bus together as we were driving to the stadium in Nashville. What a great guy. He will always be a Chief forever. But a chance for him, Tamba, to close out his career with the Jets. You know, we've gone younger on the offensive line. You know what this is about in this career.
Yeah.
It's not an easy game.
It's not. It's just it's a man's man's, you know. You just got to grab it by the horns and go for the ride.
And even when it doesn't follow script, you'd like to – you got to finish with the Chiefs, and that was a blessing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was fortunate. I played my entire career here. I enjoyed every minute of it. At the end of my career, I started to fade like we all do, and I accepted it, and I didn't want to go anywhere else to play.
And he did that with no lactic acid in his body. He never got tired. What a special night. Let's give another big cheer tonight to the birthday guy, Tamba Holly. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, after we beat the Packers, we're going to be back on Monday night next week. We'll be on Monday night next week, and we're going to Blue Springs. We're moving it east, so set your compass. Home game for a couple of our folks here tonight. It's at the Red Coders table, but that will be at the Blue Springs Hy-Vee Market Grill that is just off 40 Highway. So make sure we get the right one. But here we go. A Sunday afternoon, this is the game that the whole nation gets. It is the biggest game. We all talk about Sunday night and Monday night. Then there's that afternoon game on Sunday that the whole nation will want to see. They thought they were going to see Mahomes against Rodgers in 19. Patrick was hurt. They'll see it on Sunday. They're going to see the Chiefs' kingdom. They'll see GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on fire on this Sunday. Let's go. And remember, on three, catch Curley. One, two, three. Catch Curley. Let's go, Chiefs. Let's get it done. And we'll be at Blue Springs next week on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. As a reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30, leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.